Radio.
Good morning. Richard Cooper coming from Eagles Live for Building Center. Thank God for each and everyone that's on radio, live talk, broadcast this morning. We thank God for each and every one of you this morning. I'm going to lead us off in prayer and thank God just for another day that we are able to ride this morning in the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for all things that you have done, Father, and how you have set us up, Father. God, how you have made the way, Father, how you have made us a people this morning, and how you have given us life all over again, Father, to see another day that we can rejoice and be glad in this day. We thank you, Father, that you still sit high and look low, Father. We thank you, Father, for how you have your eyes moved to and forth the earth to show yourself strong unto him that love you. Lord God, Father, we know, Father, that we are our people, Father. We realize and understand that if it had not been for you, Lord, who was on our side, we just would still be lost. But God, you just made a way out of no way, Father. You just set us up, Father, and we know, Father, that all power is in your hands, Father. We realize and understand that if it had not been for you, who was on our side, we just would still be lost. But Father, we come, Father, to just lift up hands this morning, Father. We come to just give you all the praise. We just come to just tell you thank you.
Thank
we come
you,
to just give you our hearts, our whole bodies. Everything belongs to you in our hands. But Lord God, we just want to just give you thanks for it. We just want to just give you praise. And,
hallelujah.
And we just have joy down in our hearts and in our souls, Father. We just risen another day, Father, that we can call on you, Father, because you are our God. Not only just you our God, but you are our Father. We are your children. And you have written our names
hallelujah.
In the Lamb's book of life.
Thank you, Lord
God, we ask you, Father, to touch those that are under the chicken tray in this morning, Father. Touch those, Father, that died under this morning, Father. We ask you to just bring them up, Father. Give them a special touch this morning. Only you can make them well, Father. Only you can bring them back brand new again, Father. Oh, Father, somebody needs it for one thing, and some need it for another,
hallelujah. Thank you,
some
Lord.
Some need to be set free, some need to be delivered. Father, but we know you got all knowing and all seeing eyes, Father.
Yes,
and oh,
yes.
God, only you, Father, that can help us this morning, Father. Only you can heal our bodies. Only you can set forth miracles. Only you can do signs and wonders. But, Father, we ask, Father, for all of those things, God, because your word said that you would supply all of our needs.
Yes,
according to
yes.
your riches and glory. And God, not because of who we are, Father, but you are God and you are ours. We are your creation, Father. You made us, Father. You made everything, Father. We have not been for you, Lord. Oh, Father, we have not been nothing that is this day, God. But because, Father, we have a God that we can call on. We have a God that we can lean on. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who got given his life for us all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now we're covered under the blood. No more.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But Christ has lived within us. And, oh, God, we thank you, Father, for the mediator, Jesus, who's on the right
hallelujah.
Hand. We're standing in the depth for us all this day, Father. Oh, God, help us this day, Father, not only just us, Father, but the ones that don't know you, Father, and the ones, Father, need help, the ones that are sick,
hallelujah,
Father.
Jesus.
Oh, God, the
glory
ones, Father, down, Father. Oh, God, the ones that need deliverance this morning, Father. Oh, Lord God, we ask you, Father, to give them a special touch this morning, Father. Somebody's incarcerated this morning, my Father. Somebody's in the hospital this morning, God. Somebody's in the prison. Oh, Lord God, Father, you know of all this day, Father. We all are your creation. We all of yours this morning, Father. We are your people this morning.
Yeah.
And, Lord God, we just ask you, Father, to get come this morning, Father. Look on us this morning, Father. Look on our afflictions this morning. You said in your word, Father, many afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. But, Father, we understand. We know that you were talking about the righteous, Father, but those, Father, that have not even set in yet, God, we are going to help them, God. Have mercy this day, Father. Remember thy goodness this day, Lord. Oh, Father, your God all by yourself this morning, Father. Get up, come in. We yet going to still be the same. And all of it is so violent to come, Father, and took out a whole lot of people.
Glory
Father.
To God.
We thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord God, that it hasn't fell on us.
Help us, Lord. Yes,
the
Father.
People that we know, and all our loved ones, and all the other people that's still around, still going, Father. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Father. We know, God, that you're still in control, Father, even in the midst of all of this that's going on. But, Lord God, we give you praise and glory, Father. We know that you got it all under control, Father, no matter what it looks look like, what it seems
Hallelujah.
Like. But God, we thank you, Father. We don't walk by what we can see, but we walk by faith and not by sight. Lord God, we believe, Father, that everything is going to be well and pleasing in our sight because you are God all by yourself. Lord God, we ask you to just have your way, Father, and the people that sit in high places, Father. Have your way, Father. Oh God, and oh God, all in the police and the watch department. Oh Lord God, we ask you, Father, again. Let them all, Father. We all, Father, come together as a whole, Lord.
Yes,
oh
Lord.
God, people that have started saying now, we hear another word that's saying now that we're all in this together. Oh Father, we know this might happen for a reason, Lord God, but we know that you got it all under control.
Yes, Father.
And oh God, we give you praise and glory. We give you thanks, Lord. And oh God, we must continue to work upon the children they see, Father, the ones that was in the school, our parents, Father. Oh God, help their minds and their hearts, Father. Oh God, there'll be more than a help for their children, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God,
allow
them, Father, to get in them, Father, that they'll be running over, Father. Oh God, with the help, Father, they'll be able to bring the children, Father, they'll be able to talk to them, Father. And oh God, and all of their help, Father, they'll do better, they'll be able to act better, Father. There'll be more obedience. God, I ask you, Father, to just let the spirit of obedience come down, Father, upon the children, Father, and the parents, Father, come draw closer to you this day, Lord. Oh, God, we're going to thank you, Father, this day, Father, to just have your way, Father. Go out this entire land this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you this morning for being able to come to
prayer. Hallelujah.
This time, we're going to hear a word from our great apostle, Pastor Cooper, going to come. I think I'll bring you a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank Bishop for that prayer, that awesome prayer. Amen. Getting us ready. Amen. For the next move in our life. Praise God. We're coming to you from home like everybody else. Everybody's social distancing and we're doing, amen, what is said and what is required of us. But we're still preaching and teaching the gospel and learning, amen, of the Father. We thank God we're here at Eagles Life Construction Zone and we come this morning to bring you spiritual bricks that are going to rebuild your lives in Christ. In these past months, we've been caught up in this pandemonium and I tell you, glory to God, amen. Sometimes you don't know which way is up, but when you have a leaning post, amen, and by now, amen, everyone should be looking for that bright light in the midst of this darkness, amen, and ought to be looking for that leaning post when you feel weak, amen, and you can't stand on your own. I just want you to know today that you're not alone, amen. The Father said he would never leave us nor forsake us, amen. So when your hope is built on nothing less but Christ's blood and righteousness, and dare not trust the sweetest frame, but solely lean on Jesus' name, on Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand, amen. So I bless God this morning, amen, for you that are listening in. I'm so grateful. Every day I thank God, amen, for the wisdom that he has given unto man. We give nobody but God the glory, amen, for our internet access and all these different entities that allow us to be able to come together and have this service, amen. These people think, I mean, they just came all of a sudden because they just thought of it, but God is the one that gives unction and knowledge to people to do what they do. So I'm grateful, amen, for the Father, Spirit of living God that has rested upon people, amen, and they're the reason, amen, and their work is the reason that we're able to come together all over the world. Congregations are coming together on the air. You can turn on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, the television. You can go YouTube. You can always pick up a word of encouragement from the Lord. So I'm going to encourage your heart a bit this morning. We're going to be talking about bulldog faith. And my question to you before we get started is to ask yourself, where is your faith? Where is my faith? Glory to God. Amen. And let's talk about faith. What is faith? Faith is having a reliance, a dependency on something. It's loyalty, being loyal to something, to have complete trust in the true and the living God. Complete and total trust. Amen. That's what faith is. Amen. So, and when we search our scriptures, if we go through, and this is a time now when folk can go through the Bible. You can pick up your Bible. You can go scripture for scripture, word for word, and you can begin to dissect this thing. And you know what? We can look at the negative, but I'm so grateful for the word that says that the Father takes all things that work against us and turn it around and work it for our good. So we can take this isolation, this self quarantine that we're in, a family quarantine, when families, like I always say, families don't talk enough, we don't fellowship enough, or don't come together enough. And this is a time when families can come together, and moms and dads can talk. If dad's not in the house, then mom, pull those children to the table, and y'all talk about God, talk about each other, to find out what they're feeling and what their understanding is of God. And if you don't understand, oh, well, get the Bible, pick it up, search the scriptures, begin the search. You got Google, Google it. You don't have to be everything you Google, but I mean, ask God for wisdom and Google and find out. You guys, let this be a project. You and your children, take some time together, get to know your children. It's sad that in today's society, our children really grow up not knowing their parents, because parents don't sit down and talk and discuss things with each other the way they should. They don't sit down and read the scriptures or talk about God. And that was one of the commandments that God gave Moses. He said, tell them when they go into that land, one of the things he told them, he said, tell them to sit around the table, or sit around when they sit around in their rooms or wherever they are at the eating table, and talk about me. Tell them how I brought them out of bondage. Tell them how I delivered them. Tell them how I've always been with them in the midst of it. And when you're searching and talking about God, with your children, you're learning too, and it's okay, it's fine. Glory to God. And God loves eagerness and eager to know him and have relationship with him. And so we're going to talk about the bulldog kind of faith. And when you search the scriptures, like 89 or more scriptures in the Bible telling us how to have faith in God, and how his power over everything on the earth is because of us living by faith, and not that power is because of our faith, but our faith helps us believe in his power. Sometimes things dominate us because we allow it to, or if we don't see it with our eyes, you know, we don't believe it, or if somebody else tells us something different, we do. But faith stands on the principles of whatever the Bible says, whatever the Father is saying to you. Israel lived for so many years over and over in a system where they didn't have any faith in God. And those that did, well, their faith was weak. So they were able to move from every wind of doctrine. So look at Deuteronomy 32 and 20. 32:20 says, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Now listen, preachers preach and reach. We reach people all the time, all over the world. Some of them coming up with new and improved teachings on faith. But guess what? The people's faith is still weak because people are still so carnal-minded. And the Apostle Paul said that in order for us to know and understand the things of the Spirit, we have to die to the flesh. We have to understand that what we feel in our flesh bodies and our flesh mind is not in conjunction with whatever the Spirit is. And so we need to connect. And the only way to connect with God is by the Spirit, by the Word, by our faith in him. Where's your faith? The church today and always is in need of a bulldog type of faith. And what am I talking about? What kind of faith is bulldog faith? Those of you that have heard this message over and over, you already know. When I'm doing my research and my lessons, then I was researching bulldogs before I talk about bulldogs. And there's so many breeds of bulldogs. And then there's so many that I can't even put before you right now. But they get their name from being used in a sport. This sport in England where they would have the bulls out, but the dogs would bait the bulls and have them chase them. Our main focus today is not going to be on that particular area, but we're going to talk about pit bulls and the species of pit bulls. People talked all the time about pit bulls and that they fight them. They used to fight them, but it's outlawed in a lot of cities and a lot of states fighting dogs. But they fight those pit bulls, and they train them how to fight and how to kill. And so people say that pit bulls have lock jaws. But when I researched it, I found out that they don't have lock jaws. That's a myth. They are stubborn. Pit bulls are a stubborn breed of dogs. And what happens is they grab a hold of something and they refuse to let it go. They hold on to it. They have a bite hold that that's like any other, they're terrier, and it's like any other terrier. They just refuse to let go and to release it. You can beat them up, but it's, they have these very strong facial muscles that will not allow them. They won't let go. They're grinding. The more you try to get them to let go, the more they grind their molars, their back teeth into the tissue or whatever it is that they're holding on to. They take all kinds of abuse to their bodies over and over. And I know people have said they hit them with bricks and everything. They still don't let go. In this time that we're in right now, the only thing that we need, that we can hold on to right now, is faith. Praise God. Faith in the gospel. Faith in God. And the only thing that would stop a pit bull or make them open their mouth from whatever that they had is that they would take ammonia and put up under their nostrils. And that would make them release their grip to the ammonia. Was so strong. So having that kind of faith means that I don't care what kind of abuse that you take to your body, you're still standing on what you believe as the word of God. So then this is the faith that won't fail. And what kind of faith is that? It has a grip like a pit bull. No matter what kind of abuse or pain or whatever distraction you encounter, you will grab hold of the gospel of Christ and you will not let go. That's where our strength is in the gospel. I think about eagles. When I studied about eagles too, eagles are very direct animals. They fly high, they fly higher than any bird. But those eagles have a focus. And if they see a target down below that they want, I don't care, thunder roar, lightning strike, whatever, rockets can shoot past them, but they don't take their eyes off their prize. And as people of God, we fall so many times because we say we're children of the Most High God, but we take our eyes off our focus, which is the gospel of Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Don't let nothing move you. Keep your grip. Hold on and do not let go. People have been receiving the gospel and just letting go. Receive it and letting go. They've been serving God as a dichotomy. Today I'm up and tomorrow I'm down. They have their own agenda. And they have the audacity to wonder why God is quiet in their lives. In Luke 9:62, Jesus said, no man who has put his hand to the plow and looked back is fit for the kingdom. That means if you start in this thing, you got to go through it. If you start, you can give your life to Christ and you saying that I'm born again, and then you go fall back. He also said it's just like a dog going back and eating up its vomit. You go back and eat up your vomit, you threw it up and you're eating it up again. You got to realize that there will be rough times. You're going to go through something. What Christ endured for us before and during the cross, what he endured for us, it doesn't even compare to what we're going through today. We got to be willing, like he said, to take up the cross. The gospel, the faith in the gospel, take up your cross. Once you get saved, you stay saved. Nobody said it was going to be an easy road, but once you get saved, you stay saved. Church folk aren't saints anymore. Used to be you could call church folks saints, but they ain't. They're weak. They're weak in their faith. They're weak in their trust in God, and they only trust God for things that's going to appease their flesh, but they will not trust him for the complete and total deliverance in their lives. They won't touch them for salvation. They will not trust them in that. Luke 19:10, part of it says, for the Son of Man has come to seek that which was lost. Yes, we are. All of us are lost when we're separated from God. Yes, we're lost. We need to believe in him strongly enough that we cannot be moved by any wind or doctrine. That's the problem with the church. If it sounds good or feel good, we go running to it. But we got to be steadfast, like Apostle Paul said in Corinthians 15. We got to be steadfast and unmovable, always, always abounding in the works of the Lord, because in so much we know that our labor is not in vain. Just keep going. Keep standing. God will not make you ashamed. But if you put your hand to the plow and draw back, you make your own self ashamed, because whatever soul you feed your soul, that's what's coming back to you. When you hold fast to your profession of faith, higher is where you go. People are wonder, how can she stand or he stand so strong on the gospel? Why is he always talking about Lord? Look at him. He only got one shirt and one pair of pants to put on. Glory to God. Amen. But your faith says that the Lord is all power. I'm not trusting in things. My mind is not caught up in things. I don't care what I don't have, but I have Christ, who paid the price way back on Calvary. So Christ is all in all, this world to me. That's a song. And it's the truth. There are some songs that just make noise. But if you see here the words to some of the old hymns, they're saying something, and we need to utilize the words in them and put them to faith. Glory to God. Faith in God. Glory to God. It's impossible not to move up when you're standing in a holy place in your life. And that holy place is in your faith in God, and not just for things. Don't let people talk you out of your holy, or don't make them lose, help make you lose your position in God. The devil is always going to be talking in your ear. And guess what? He don't care who you use to talk to you. He'll talk to you through your mom and dad. He'll talk to you through your children. He'll talk to you through your best friend, your buddy, your pal, your coworker, some preachers. The devil will talk to you through any vessel that will yield himself to you. So you got to know. Because when Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. Glory to God. He was speaking truth. He always speaks truth. So you got to know that. If you follow the devil, then he already said, your father's him whom you serve. But you ought to know when somebody's telling you a lie and when they're telling you the truth. Don't let people talk you out of your holy place. Don't let them move you from where you are in God. Move closer to him, if anything. The more they try to talk you out, the closer you get to him. Therefore, having your own godliness, but not according to the righteousness of God, having a form of godliness, agreeing with the world and its lust. The world is an enemy to God. The world and God do not agree. And people like to say when you preach certain gospel, the way you preach certain gospel is controversial. The word of God is controversial to the world. It's supposed to be. The word of God and the gospel of Christ and the word is so different from the world. They are enemies to each other. And if you live according to the world, you yourself is an enemy of God. Or did the church forget about that? Church folk need to get some bulldog faith, bite down on the truth of salvation and deliverance, and do not let go. Bite down on that word. Don't turn loose. Hold on. No matter how painful it gets, and it will get painful in life. Of course it will. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. He changes not. He will not move. He said, I'll be there. Glory to God. I don't care how the world changes. God's word hasn't. So you better hold on. Don't you change either. Glory to God. It's hard for a wishy-washy saint to receive anything from God. James called them double-minded. And he say they're unstable. Glory to God. Unstable means they're crazy. They're loony. Up one day, down tomorrow, the Lord is and the Lord ain't. Come on, make up your mind. Who you going to serve? At least if you say, I'm not serving the Lord, you got your mind made up. Because Jesus said, you got to be either hot or cold. If you lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. At least if you're cold, I know you the devil. Y'all know who your father is, the devil. But if you're hot, then your father's God. So, I mean, make up your mind. There's so many people that are sitting back in the crowd watching to see how those on the front line move before they move. You better make up your mind who you are in God and stand forth in it. Glory to God. So believe God. Don't just believe him so that you can receive a blessing. That means you done lost sight of the blessing if you do that. And faith in God doesn't mean that you're going to have a big house. Everybody's not going to have a big house. Don't mean that you're going to be riding in a fine car. If that jalopy gets you from one place to the other, that's all you want to do, get from point A to point B. And they may not have the largest bank account. If you got to live from paycheck to paycheck, but you're still living, thank God for that. If you got to count on assistance from the state or from the government, use that assistance. Those people didn't put that out there just to be nice, but the Father put that within them to be a help to you. If you can work and pay your bills. Faith don't mean that you're going to sit back and wait on God to pour out everything in your way. It won't happen like that. If a man don't work, he don't eat. And ain't nothing wrong with having things, having a big found car, a big house and a fine car. There's nothing wrong with that, clothes or whatever. If you got it and you got it the right way, then more power to you. But don't let it have you. Don't you give in to it. And that's where we mess up, because we think that's faith. But listen. The faith of God that requires bulldog thinking rises way above earthly possession, way, way above earthly possession, and all kinds of riches and heavenly, earthly possessions, but heavenly possessions. You want faith, bulldog faith, gets you to, like God said, Jesus said, we should think on things on high and place our faith in things on high, that moth and rust and things cannot corrupt it, that it don't grow old, it don't turn rusty, it don't tear up, it don't like fabric wears out, you have it so long you can rip it easily because it's cheap fabric or it's old and tarnished, things tarnished. But if you have heavenly treasures, like having a relationship with the Father, having love spread abroad in your heart and caring for others and loving your brother, like the Bible says, like you love yourself, heavenly treasures, glory to God, that's where you put your bulldog faith. Bulldog faith says, if my God don't do it, it ain't because he can't. That's what the Hebrew boy said. His grace is sufficient for me, is what Apostle Paul said. And he had a thorn in his side. He had trouble on every hand. But he said, the grace of God is sufficient. God said it. He said, my grace. He said, please remove this thorn from me. I can't take this. It's just too much. And we said that to the Lord several times. But he brought us through. We're still here. And he told Apostle, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, I mean, I'm not going to let this destroy you. It won't kill you, but I'm still with you. But you're going to go through this. You're going to endure this.
Amen.
And so some things we have to endure. We're enduring the shut-in and the what we call, they call quarantine. But for saints, it should be a shut-in. Folk don't shut in no more. Glory to God, like they used to. So let me shut in. I'm going to have prayer time, study time with the Father. And don't, for God's sake, don't go off into a room by yourself and leave your kids out there to wreak havoc on the world or on your house. Bring them into the shut-in with you. Shut in your whole house. Everybody come in and enjoy the things of God. Glory to God. Where's your faith? You need to get some bulldog faith. What is faith in God all about? Having faith in God is certainly not about pimping God for the spoils of this life. Some people want to pimp him just to get things. That's not having faith in God. Faith in God takes us to a place that doesn't make sense to people in this world, to worldly people. Doesn't make sense. It sets us on a foundation and on a level that even if an earthquake hit around us, the level 5 or level 7, it will not shake our faith in God. Faith in God, listen, believes. I'm not saying believe, but believes. B-E-L-I-V-E-S means that before you live it, you live it up until your point. When you're about to come into this trial or this situation, you're already living your faith. You already know that Isaiah 53rd chapter speaking about you, that Jesus, our deliverer, has already borne your sickness and your infirmities and everything else around you. And by the stripes that he bore in his body, you already healed and separated from that. The central theme of Isaiah is judgment and salvation. Glory to God. So if we believe the word of God, living beforehand, before living it all the time, the word of God, we put feet to our faith. And we need to stop putting feet to our faith because the Apostle Paul said, faith without works is dead. I say I believe in the Father, but I'm not preaching the gospel. And I don't mean preaching. I stand in the pulpit, hemming and hollering. I'm talking about telling your neighbor, your friend, your coworker, the children right now in your household that live with you. They don't know him. You need to find out who he is and sit there. Y'all learn him together and introduce your children to the Father. Everybody's talking about let's have a big concert or a big party on the internet. How about we have a big church service on the internet? How about you and your family coming together and sitting around the table and get to know each other and get to know this God? Like the scripture says, talk about me to your children. We don't do that. People been stopped talking about God. What they call the XYZ generation don't even know who God is. It's just a word. That any God can be a God. But the true and the living God, the creator of the heavens and earth, the Lord of heaven's army, the creator, the heavenly Father, he is God. He is the creator, the only God that we need to be concerned with, glory to God. The type of faith, glory to God, that takes us past what we see with our eyes and moves us into spiritual sight. A whole lot of people talk faith, but they act so differently. Oh, I'm saved. I'm a Christian. But when you see their actions, when you hear their conversations, people beg to differ. They're like, whoa, I thought he was different. Or I thought she was different. Having a nice car, a home, a good job, and lots of money, that's not faith. If you work hard, you can have these things. Glory to God. Don't expect God to give you these things. But yet he said, your heavenly Father says that he'll supply your every need. And nobody needs a big, fine house or a big car with big car payments. Some people are so caught up in these things that they got to work 2 or 3 jobs to pay these bills so they can keep these things. And now they don't have time with the children. They don't have time with their family. Wives and husbands are fighting and killing each other over foolishness because they want to have these things. And they're struggling to fathom. That's not faith. It's just flounder. What kind of word is that? F-L-O-U-N-D-E-R. When the Spirit of the Lord spoke that word to me, I started contemplating in my head. I said, flounder, that don't even sound like a word. So I got my dictionary. I had to look it up. And one dictionary told me it means to get nowhere, to get into difficulty and to have difficulty. And that's what flounder is. You done work four or five jobs trying to keep flounder. So you can, I mean, and you're getting deeper and deeper and deeper because now Mr. Jones done bought him a new car. So now you got to have a new car. Miss Jones got her, had an addition put on the back so she can have a playroom. Now you got an addition. Come on. It's flounder. It's not faith. No one says it better than Solomon. When Solomon said, it's just vanity. Ecclesiastes. You get a job. You use your skills. You lie still, and you can get all of that. But faith in God comes only by hearing the word of God. Vanity makes you steal, makes you work yourself to your fingers to the bone so you can have what other folk have, make you try to live above your means. Some of y'all get raises and you spend the raise. Just because you got a raise don't mean you got to increase the way you live. Okay, now I got to buy a big house. And before you know it, they say, well, okay, we don't need you no more. Right now that position has been canceled. And you're stuck with the big house. Now you got to find three or four jobs to pay. Use your head. Faith in God comes only by hearing the word of God and working the word of God. Faith without works is dead. Working the word of God. Some of us don't work the word, so faith don't work in us. It's dead. Faith is dead. And when we're in a situation where we have to stand firm, we can't stand because now we want the Lord to deliver us. We want to stand up and say, Father, take me out of this ditch. And he's saying, no, I'm going to leave you there because you have not learned how to stand. You don't know the meaning of trials and tribulations. We want to get out of trouble when the Lord is saying, I want you to stay there until you connect, reconnect with me. Folk want to move quickly. Where's your faith? Get some bulldog type of faith. Glory to God. That pit bull faith that says, I don't care how you beat me. I don't care how you hit me. I'm not going to let go. I know who my Father is, my Heavenly Father. I know who he is. I know what he stands for. And if he don't help me, it's not because he can't. Glory to God. People will tease you, and they'll try to coerce you, they'll tempt you, they even pimp you, yeah, they'll pimp you, and they'll make you think that everything you do is faith. The devil is a liar. That's not faith. And saying, I believe, believing is not faith. You got to act on faith. I remember reading Dr. Fred Price's book about faith one time years and many, many years ago, and he gave this testimony or this little analogy or a parable that Jesus, the way Jesus always teaches in parables. And he gave this little parable that that a man was sitting in a restaurant and he passed out. He fell out on the floor and they asked for a doctor to come over. And the doctor came over and he said, this man is dying of starvation. And he said to the man, he said, son, do you believe that if you eat, you'll live? And he said, yes, I believe. He said that. Do you believe that if you eat, you'll live? He said, yes, I believe. They brought a plate of food over there. He said, son, do you believe that if you eat, that you'll live? He said, yes, and he fell and died. Why did he die? He died because he never did eat the food. He believed it, but he didn't eat it. So if we believe what we say, believing is not having faith, but you got to act on what you believe. If you don't stand firm on what the Bible says, read and fellowship with God and the people of God regularly. If you don't invite God's principles into your home, into your schools, into your neighborhood and your workplace, and if you don't share this gospel with someone, family, friend, or foe even, your enemy, if you're up one day in the spirit and down the next, up one minute and down the next, wishy-washy, like James said, double-minded, since you believe, that's not faith. Tell yourself, that's not faith. So where's your faith? You need to get some bulldog faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. We're hoping. What are we hoping for? Somebody say, I'm hoping for a new car. I'm hoping for a house. I'm hoping for a husband. I'm hoping for a wife. What are you hoping for? The home in heaven with our name written in the Lamb's book of life. Jesus said, don't rejoice because demons obey you, because they crumble at your presence. You need to rejoice because your name, hallelujah, is written in the Lamb's book of life. That's what we hope for. That's the things that we're hoping for. Don't hope for that home in the earth worldly recognition of fame and fortune, because Jesus said you already got your reward. You don't look for a reward from the Father when the world is already saying, oh, man, they wealthy. Oh, look at the money. He's a billionaire. Look at all the money he got. Oh, my God, that rain costing $20 million, and there are 20 million people out here starving and homeless. So don't look for this to be the blessings of the faith, glory to God, as your name is written. Fame and fortune won't get there. Some people is always about power, prestige, and a price tag. You need to be about prayer, prayer at all times. Abraham said in Hebrews 11, I am looking for a city who has foundations, whose maker and builder is God. Not all of your substance is by faith. Some of it come because you work for it, and that's awesome. That's good. And that didn't take faith, but cash that you earned. And that's another message. We'll talk about that some other time. But when we have stood the test of these times, hallelujah, stand in a holy place, glory to God. Where is your faith? Stand with your teeth stubbornly wedged into the word of the living God. People will reason and try to, you know, oh, that sounds so good. We need to stop running after sound good and feel good and run after the truth. The truth hurts, but it's the truth. It'll save you and it'll set you free. And no matter how painful this journey gets, or how good the grass looks on the other side, it's not always that green. You should say, I shall not be moved. I refuse to let go of my faith. My God, he is God. Ask Pharaoh. When the Lord brought Israel out, that's the last thing he said. The God of Moses, he is God. And they had many gods. They had the frog God. They had the God of the water, the God of the moon, the sun, the stars. But they believed that the God of Moses is God. He's the evidence of things not seen. When we leave this earth, we will see him face to face in heaven and be around the throne amongst a great number which no man can number. Don't let nobody fool you. Glory to God. Keep hold to your faith. And sure, you'll stumble. Sure, you'll fall. You're human. But guess what? The Lord says that he himself will lift us up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If you fall, he won't let you stay there. All you have to do is call, Lord, save me. The evidence of things not seen, glory to God. When people tell you that it's too hard, and some people say that, man, I can't live this life, it's too hard. And they tell you that the things they're doing are so tempting and they look so good and they feel so good in the flesh. Everybody knows that. Look how good cake and candy tastes. I love it, but it don't love me. Diabetics know it don't love them. Fat people like me know it don't love me. When you hear the sound of the radio that tingles that old past relationship and it moves you over to another one, another area in your spirit, it's time to say, all right, let me get over this. You should have been over that a long time ago. But you heard that sound. When you smell a sweet perfume that she wore, that enticing cologne that he wore, and your senses start to tingle, you need to look for the word of God, and you need to take that word and bite down on it with bulldog faith. When you smell the aroma of that alcohol that you used to drink, or that dope that you smoked, glory to God, when you smell the aroma of the attitude, the sinful ways, you need to get that word of God and bite down on it like a bulldog and get some bulldog faith in the spirit of God. And fan into flames, like the Apostle Paul said, fan into flames the gift of the Holy Ghost that you receive by the laying on of hands. Let me tell you something. When the man or woman prayed for you full of the Holy Ghost, remember that spirit was imparted into you. What you did with it is up to you. Walk away from that foolishness. Bulldog faith will deliver you right on time. Hallelujah. And when the doctor says that you won't pull through, and you prayed and in faith, be living the word of God, and prayer warriors go to him in prayer for you. But yet he is silent. Guess what bulldog faith says? It's okay. My God has the final word. If he says, come, I'm ready. Hallelujah. You don't fear death in godly faith. You invite it. Because as a child of God, death has no sting and the grave has no victory. When you leave this body in Christ, we will be with him. That's what bulldog faith said. The Apostle Paul went on a whole lot of missionary journeys. He carried the gospel all over the Asia Minor. Some of them were so dangerous, his journeys. He got locked up. They wanted to kill him. But the fear of death to his body didn't even make him scared. He went to a lot of places. But it wasn't the fear of death that kept him back. He pressed even more. He pressed forward because he needed to complete his journey for Christ. And that's the only fear he had, that they would kill me. They would kill me before I finish what I have to do, before I finish my journey. He didn't want to die and leave thousands and millions of people that are not able to come to Christ or that has not heard the word. He had to be a part of carrying that gospel, as we do. When you have the faith of God, the bulldog kind of faith, it's going to give you that kind of mind that I don't care. I'm going to let them know that God is able. No matter what we're going through, he's a deliverer. And if he doesn't deliver us, it ain't because he can't. Glory to God. Amen. So when the doctor say to you, it's over, you tell him, no, you don't have the final word. Where is your faith in God? Church folk need to get some bulldog faith. We'll get you killed. The devil don't like you in God. He wants you to keep playing church, playing at serving God, because a child at play will never see the reality of danger. They're so busy having fun and having a good time. They don't know the danger. They don't even know the people they're playing with is dangerous. They're just having fun. People use slangs and slogans to sound deep. They want to be quick in the spirit, but guess what? God is not in that. Church has become the devil's playground. Church has become the devil's playground. Church has become the devil's playground. And that's why judgment has come to the house of God, to the church. People are so sensitive and gullible today that they follow every debauchery and witchcraft spirit that comes their way. Whenever I was reviewing my lesson this morning, and I couldn't stop crying. I was crying so hard the Spirit of the Lord fell on me, because people don't understand the true meaning of faith in God. When you follow the wrong spirit, that's not God. Your faith in God will tell you that it's not him, that it is flounder, it is foolishness. If you are so content in your spirit about the deeds of your flesh, then you're in trouble with God. The things of God are spiritually discerned, and the flesh cannot know them. Glory to God. So we as people who God has created seem to think that we know all there is to know about God, but we don't. Believe me when I say that. We have not even glazed the surface of his power. Our minds, our little finite minds, are too small to even comprehend or to hold the knowledge and the wisdom of the things of God. We cannot contain it. But I tell you this truth, that the God of heaven, he it is that is here with us, even in the midst of this pandemonium. And he will repay all that is due for him, for he is a jealous God, and he is in love with his people. Yet the sad thing is that his people don't love him. Can you imagine being in love? And those of you that are married, that have husbands and wives, the pain you feel when you understand that your husband or your wife have something or somebody that they love more than you, that they will walk away from you for that item, for that thing. Can you imagine the hurt of the Father, the people that he created, the ones that he loved so much, and their faith is in things and each other, but their faith is not in him and who he is. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that come to him must worship him in spirit and then in truth. And those that believe that he is must believe that he is a God and that he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You got to first believe who he is. You can't be wishy-washy on these things, because things ain't going to, this journey, things ain't going to always look and sound like everything, and it won't be peaches and cream. And they're not always going to look like everything is okay. It won't. You just got to know within your heart. You got to have the heart of God. You got to know within your heart that no matter what, I'm always going to believe him. I'm always going to know that my God is a deliverer, that my God is a healer. And if I leave this earth right now, it's not because I did anything wrong. It's not because he didn't save me. It's because he called me home. And if he raises me up, then it's for me to keep and continue telling people who God is and expressing my faith. Isaiah 54, verse 17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. This is the love of the Father for a rebellious child and a whoring wife, who in this world, I'm talking about the people of God, would not love this God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Our God who saves a people that don't even know that they need to be saved. That's where your faith is best served, in knowing and sharing and having a relationship with the God of the heavens and the creator of both heaven and earth. And everything in it belongs to him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything in it belongs to him. You may own this land, or you may be paying for land, or buying a car, whatever. Everything belongs to the Father. We own nothing on this earth. When we die, we're in that casket by ourselves. Our land, our property, and our money is not in there with us. We don't own nothing. We have possession of one soul. We have possession of one soul. One soul that we're accountable for. And it's up to us to decide in within ourselves that I am going to do everything it takes to make sure that soul make it back to his eternal resting place with the Father. Because when he breathed the breath of life in us, he made us a living soul. Ha Shabbat Sata. And all souls are his. Our soul belongs to him anyway. Ha Shabbat Sata. And it's up to him to do what he sees fit to do with our souls. If he sent it to hell, he's well justified in everything he does, because he's a fair and a just God. Where is your faith? Time for the Church of the Living God to get some bulldog faith that no matter what you're doing and whatever you're going through, your faith says, don't call Jody or Jeffy, and don't go back into that old lifestyle. Call on the Father. God will make a way for you when there is no way. When it seems like there's no way, when Israel had their backs against the wall, in other words, when they got to the lake, they were between a rock and a hard place. Pharaoh and his horsemen was coming fast, and his chariots, they was going to kill every one of them. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the true and the living God, the creator, as Moses cried out to him, he said, what you got in your hand? Glory. See, Moses had the staff that God used, glory to God, to turn the water to blood, the staff that God used to open up the rock to give water to the Israel. He had the power in his hand, and the word of God is the power in our hand, and all we have to do is use and wield the weapon of power, which is the word of God. When the enemy got you up against a rock and a hard place, God will make a way out of no way for you. When he think he's laughing at you, when Syria was laughing at Israel, when God sent them out to punish Israel because of their disobedience to him, and they killed all those Israelites, and they had the nerve to laugh, and God turned on them, destroyed them. He said, you don't get to laugh. If I use you to judge my people, you don't get to laugh at them. You don't get to rejoice. Glory to God. So when the enemy come against you, if it looks like he's rejoicing to have a good time, look out. I promise you, you'll see his fall. Nobody comes against the children of God. Glory to God. God will make a way when it looks like you don't have a way. The faith that says, even though everybody else is doing it, I'm not going to do it. I won't do it because it's sin. I won't do it because I know it's an abomination against my God. Bulldog faith says, don't you do it. Don't you follow them. You better turn and go the other way. That bulldog type faith, that no matter how badly life is for you right now, and right now for some people it's really hard. In God, if you just be still, if you just hold on, if I endure hardness as a good soldier, in due season, if I faint not, in due season and at the proper time, if I dig into the word of God, grind my teeth into the word like that bulldog, the more that the enemy strike at me, the more I grind my teeth in that word, I just keep reading and reading and reading and praying, in due season I shall reap if I faint not. So I'm saying to you this morning, people of God, don't get tired. Don't be weary in well-doing. Keep doing what's right. Be live the word of God every day of your life. Just keep asking yourself, where is your faith? If you feel a little, where's your faith? Go grab that Bible and just start reading. I promise you, the Lord will begin to speak to you in that word. It's time for the church of God to get some bulldog faith. Trust and believe in their true and living God. Not everyone understands that stubborn bulldog type of faith. That's fine. They don't have to understand it. You stand on it. And not everyone is going to let you just leave you standing there. Because guess what? At the end of your journey, they won't be there. Leave them. That's okay. Just remember this truth. Your faith does not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You are a watcher on this wall in this day. So you better hold on to your bulldog faith. Praise the Lord. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day because we know, Father, that this is a day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad. And we thank you for those that are on the radio listening and are standing and hearing your word. We thank you for the words that went into their ears. Lord, we ask that you stir them up and give them the strength to pass the word, Lord, Father, to understand that faith is in the word and not in things, Father, to know that you are the true and the living God. You are a deliverer and a healer. And that when we leave this life, we'll be making it into heaven and into glory with you. That we can preach the gospel and tell them that Jesus loves you. God sent a deliverer. You don't have to stand in the mess that you're in. He'll set you free. Glory to God. We can deliver the message of freedom. Bless those that are listening on the airway. Bless their household. Father, I pray that your word is going out into the home, Father God, that there'll be deliverance, Lord. Give them a heart and a mind to share the gospel, to grab their families, and let's sit down and talk about the Lord. Glory to God, because we're shut up in this place. Glory to God. Give them, Father, unction. Give them help. Give them the things to do with family, Father God, that will bind them together as one. And, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you go ahead and send out the angelic host of angels to bring the destruction to this COVID-19 disease that's out there trying to destroy your people. Father, we speak out against it. We pray against it. We rebuke that spirit of deception and disease in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, Lord, for deliverance and healing to go on through the airways, to go over the hedges and highways, Father. Send your angels out, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would cleanse the atmosphere, Father, that your people can want to get back out there. But Father, when they get out, to help them, Lord, to remember you and remember your deliverance. We know that we're here for a reason, Lord, Father. We're shut up for a reason. So help us to use it wisely. And Father, we thank you. We ask that you bless them along the rest of the week, Father God, that their heart and mind will stay focused on you. Those that are sick, raise them up as only you can. Father, medicines will help, Father God, but you're the one that does the delivering. You're the one that does the healing. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We bless you. If there are any saved, Father, that's listening to the sound of my voice, Lord, we ask that you would prick their heart and bring deliverance and salvation to them, Father. Oh, God, reconnect with them, refresh them, renew them, Father, like never before. Wash them, purge them, Father God. Bring them back to the sheepfold that they be not lost. And, Father, we thank you for that increase of the body, Father. Prepare your body to start speaking of you and teaching of you, telling of you, Father, oh, God, that the world know that there is a God and that the heavens do rule. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Well, saints of God, we thank you, those that listen in this morning to our radio broadcast. We're so glad that you came. Glory to God, amen. We pray that you prayed, amen, to along with us and that you released whatever it is that's holding you back. Praise God. We know that God is a deliverer. We pray that these bricks that we gave you this morning were helpful and feasible as far as starting or rebuilding your life in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, because we need to get a life in Christ. We thank you. We pray that you have a best day. Before we close out, we're going to repeat our true confessions, as we always repeat the word of God. We're going to speak the word of God from John 8, chapter 3, John 2, Isaiah 1, Psalm 25, 2 Corinthians 6, and Psalm 91. And it says, I walk in truth in light of God's word, according to his words and his wisdom. I know the truth, and the truth makes me free. I prosper as my soul prospers in understanding of the word. I live a godly lifestyle in obedience to what God says is right. Because I'm willing and obedient, I eat the good of the land. Because I fear the Lord, he teaches me how to choose the best, and I live within his circle of blessings. I separate myself from darkness, and God is a father to me. His truth is my shield and armor. God bless you. Until next time, just stand firm in what you believe and know that you have that bulldog faith. Just bite down on the word of God and increase in all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Have a wonderful life in Christ.
Amen.